Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters as we continue on here, always presented by the Daspit Law Firm. It's DaspitLawAustin.com in Austin, Texas, and in Houston, it is DaspitLaw.com. Big thank you to our presenting sponsor, and a big thank you to the head coach of the Houston Dash, Juan Carlos Amoros, as he joins us now. And Juan Carlos, let's just quickly go into last night, the 1-1 draw. I know you've targeted 4 points, 3 games to go. You get the better chances in this one. Let's get some initial thoughts from you on the game.
Yeah, well, I thought the game plan and the players executed really well, but games are, as we've said before, won and lost in the boxes. I think definitely created enough to score some more goals, and the goal and the way we conceded it, I think the girl started to run offside and we do a terrible mistake at the back, and then we drew 1-1, one of those days. But I'm still happy because as a coach, you look at the overall performance. I think the team did a lot of the stuff that we work on. So we just need to keep pushing. It's not going to be easy. It was a direct opposition. It's another point. So this is the game.
Juan Carlos Amoros joining us, head coach of the Houston Dash. You made it very clear, though, before the game that you guys had to be clinical. You had to take your chances. And boy, did you get a lot of chances. Not only did you create your own, but, you know, your pressing game also gave you a lot of very good opportunities to score goals.
Yeah, I think it wasn't only the chances. I think we recovered the ball a lot in situations where we could have hurt them a little bit more, and certain mistakes didn't allow us to capitalize on them. And we knew that the transitions were going to be something that we had to have under control. And I think we did. Like, if you look at the goal, like, it was something that it will haunt us, no? But it's still part of the game. So the team reacted again really well. Players coming off the bench also had their chances. It was just one of those, no? If maybe one of those chances go in at the end, we're talking about a different game. But I think, again, the heart, the desire, the players keep pushing forward, going for a win. I think that's the Houston Dash that we want to build on, no?
1-1 draw with Angel City FC, and of course, the Houston Dash looking to make the playoffs for the first time ever under the new Spanish head coach, Juan Carlos Amoros. Okay, do you expect people when they come back from international duty maybe not to be hitting all cylinders based on what they went through, whether they played games, whether they just trained? Is that something you expect?
Yeah, we prepared for that. We prepared the whole week around making sure those players were going to be at their best. We could see that physically they look good, no? Especially Sophie, Prince, and Ebony, who are the players that I studied. And I think that plan worked well. They felt fine. And then, so happy on that side of things. And then it was a question of making sure that we could be a bit more clinical. We couldn't, but the players look good, you know.
Maria Sanchez had a spectacular goal last night off her left foot. And, you know, in many cases, people kind of look at her as a distributor. Are you going to urge her to try and score more goals and attempt, you know, things from longer range like this with the power and accuracy she has?
Yeah, well, Head and Alozi, they went on international duty as well, but they came back, like, they only went to here to the States, so it's always easier. And then regarding Maria, I think that it's a player that we want her to trust in her ability to keep growing. She definitely has that long-range shot as well on her locker. Like yesterday, obviously, we prepared a set piece for her to be able to execute maybe a bit farther than what we wanted, but then it was over. Funny enough, it was the shot that we took from the longer distance and it was the one that went in. So you never know where the goals are hiding. But when you got players of her ability, you need to give them the platform and you need to give them, you know, that confidence that they can do it. And now it will be one of those goals that become trending topic and stuff, because it was fantastic. And it's, you know, those moments, those wow moments, those details that we want to produce. No?
Yeah, it was a spectacular moment for sure. All right. So, you know, through your lens, you've coached at Spurs, you've helped promote a team, you've coached in Spain with Real Betis. I mean, you're seeing different styles of football, emphasis on different things in different countries. You've called the NWSL the best women's league in the world. Now that you've gotten a few games under your belt and you're here and you're in amongst it, what have you learned personally as a coach?
Well, I think it's I think the first thing is how important are transitions here. I think that, you know, there's not many teams that actually dominate possession. There is a lot of transitions, so you have to be ready to execute them well and to defend them well, to be intelligent around those concepts. I think it's very important. And I think as well is how equal every game is. You know, I think that in Spain there was always, or in England as well, there are, you know, teams propose you completely different things from one week to another one. But here, because everything is so equal, every team tries to dominate games, every team that, you know, it's never, there's never like a really like a favorite against a team that is at the bottom. So that makes the games really even, and it's a different way of preparation. No? Like you could see this week, I think Washington was like the second bottom, beat the team that is top of the table, that in Spain or in England, where I come from, it's impossible. It just doesn't happen. Like they don't, those top teams, they won't lose against the second bottom in the league. No, that, I think that is something that as a coach is exciting, because, you know, you can, it keeps you on your toes and it keeps you motivated every week. So really enjoying that side of things.
Is that because of the inequality of investment in places like Spain and England?
Sorry?
Is that because of the inequality of investment in teams? Like the bigger teams are putting money into the women's game and maybe a lot of teams are not?
Yeah, I think that in there is a massive difference between budgets. There is a massive difference, not only the budget and the quality of the players you have, but what the resources the clubs put into the players. I think things like even the way of traveling, the facilities, what the support, the staff, they go around them. You know what I mean? Like when you give the players the best platform to succeed, they're going to reach a different level. So on top of that, if you got the best players and you give them the best platform and another team straight away don't have the best players, and then you don't give them the best platform, then your chances are even lower. No? So I think that here is very even. Obviously, there are some teams with some little bit better roster. There are some teams with a little bit of a weaker roster, but it's definitely really even. So yeah, really, I really enjoy that side of things. And I think the fans do enjoy that as well.
Juan Carlos Amoros, he's the head coach of the Houston Dash, looking for their first ever playoff appearance. Last night, a 1-1 draw with Angel City. Now, let's go back to the transition game, because that's interesting. And I like that you say that, because it is very evident and clear. Does that mean you have to coach the team differently? And obviously, that's an area of the game you have to look at a little bit more over here in the NWSL, right? As opposed to Spain or England.
Yeah, obviously you always coach those things. It's just that here they happen so often that you need to make sure that your team is ready and knows how to behave on those even more. So in terms of the offensive, is how we can exploit those with the spaces, attacking different channels, but especially being a team that I believe that regaining the ball as close to the box is effective, then you need to work a lot in what happens when you don't do it, be intelligent with your fouls, probably something that we didn't do really well yesterday, but then the positioning of the goalkeeper, how you manage the back line, I think all those points are very important, and I think there are things that we can see in our team growing. I think the guys are managing the line fantastically well. As I said before, like obviously yesterday was that mistake, but the girl that actually makes the run, she's offside like at the beginning of it, because Kate is, you know, like managing that line really well, but there is no VAR, so you just need to get on with things. And yeah, it's an interesting side of things as a coach, definitely.
Juan Carlos Amoros joining us here on Soccer Matters, presented by Daspit Law. Okay. I look at this league and I say, we're not doing enough to star build the players. These are world-class athletes. They've won gold medals. They've won World Cups. I mean, I'm looking at your roster. You've got international caliber players that have done amazing things that are at the top of the soccer world. Mm-hmm. I don't think we do enough in this league to promote them as footballers, as players that can accomplish the nuances of the game. And I mean, simply watching Maria Sanchez last night was five-star entertainment, right? Taking people on. This is what we love.
Yeah, that's what I do. No, like, I think that, you know, the coaches maybe have a different approach. I want my players to be able to express themselves, to go 1v1, to, you know, to play that kind of exciting football that I believe.
Like a true Spaniard, right? Like a true Spaniard.
Yeah. That's what I believe. Like, that's what I like as a fan, you know, and that, at the same time, I think it's a way to win that we can, that you can exploit, that you can win in football. You can see through history. You can win in a lot of, with a lot of approaches to the game. I just enjoy, like, that my team is a team that whatever win or lose is exciting. And I believe that if we do it well, we can be winners and we can be exciting. You know, I think that that's the key. I have to say that, yeah, maybe we don't do enough, but there is a lot of people pushing and it's growing. I think the league, but especially, you know, and at this time, the Houston Dash is really, he's really pushing. I think maybe having more teams in the league, having more people being able to approach that, those, you know, having that contact with, you know, those at the end of the day, they are, how I would say, like symbols or people to look up, not the players, to for young male and female players that want to become professional. So I think that having more of those people around and having more exposed and the more you expose and the more it's growing. And but I think, to be honest, like, I think the US is probably at the head of it. Is that enough? You know, maybe that's a question that we need to all look at ourselves. And there's a lot of people pushing behind the scenes to make sure that it is enough. So yeah, I'm really happy with how we approach it here, but there is always room for improvement.
Juan Carlos Amoros, head coach of the Houston Dash. We're talking NWSL now. I'm really hoping that Austin or Dallas will get a team here so that there can be a local rival for the Houston Dash, which I think could rise two franchises, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that would be fantastic. You know, I think the more teams that there are in the league, the better, the more close rivalries, the more fans are going to be involved, the more exciting the game is going to be. So I think that Dallas or Austin create a franchise, it will be brilliant. It will be brilliant for the state of Texas. It will be brilliant for the soccer here, and it will be brilliant for the league, because that's something that maybe we are missing, that compared to Europe, where I was really used to, you know, like Spurs and Arsenal, Betis and Seville, those were games that, oh my God, it was like a different story. And I think having that on the women's side, it will be definitely very, very exciting.
All right, last one before I let you go, and this is probably a longer answer, maybe not. So you got a new GM, Alex Singer. I had an opportunity to meet her last night. Wonderful person. Really looking forward to seeing her contributions. The future of player development for women in this country, do you think it'll follow the Major League Soccer model and younger players will begin to get signed to full-time contracts at some point? Is there enough finances for that, or is that way out?
My opinion is, I think it will happen. It is, you know, like young players coming into the league at the age they are coming in, 22, 23, I think it's too late for their development. The college scheme, don't get me wrong, is fantastic, but you don't learn the same competing against Alex Morgan, Megan Rapinoe, Sophie Schmidt, that what you do at college level. You know, like, I think that experiences for 4 or 5 years and knowing the highs and lows of professional soccer is something that it really pushes you. I think that in there has to be probably a lot of restructures, you know, like young academies in the clubs. Has to be like a restructure of the competition, maybe on the second tier, no? What is in the MLS, is the MLS Next Pro, all that stuff, you know. I think that will be something that maybe will happen, but the system of colleges so far is fantastic. It's produced some of the best players. The resources and what they have is brilliant. I just think that they are missing that competition against like senior players, and they are missing games. I think the season is too short. You can play only for 3 months and stop them playing for a little bit, you know, like you need to play consistently through the year to get the maximum of it. So I don't know, let's see where it all unveils. It's an ongoing process, a very exciting one with a lot of people involved, and especially with a lot of talent. So let's see what the decisions are made, and we will see, because definitely the talent that is in the US is probably the best in the world because of the amount of people and the amount of women that play here and how big the sport is. So it's something definitely to stay at the front in the world, how it's been the last few years.
Juan Carlos, you've made a big impact on this team very quickly. But you also must feel like you've got a really high ceiling of possibility. That's got to be incredibly exciting.
Yeah, I think that for me is not only about the present, it's about the future, and it's about the legacy. I talk about that on my first few days. I really hope to be here for a long time because I really believe this project is going to be a winner. But at the same time, I want to leave a big legacy, and I think this is the club that is going in the direction I want it to be in, the passion, as you mentioned, Alex, Jessica really pushing Ted, the owner, like everyone is really, really behind the scenes doing a lot of work to make sure that we make the Houston Dash the best it can be. At the moment, we are, as you said, in that position. We want to make the playoffs for the first time, but the ambition is even bigger than that, so... Yeah, it has to be won on the grass, as I normally say, and we can do everything off it to make sure that everyone is as ready as possible to achieve those targets. So.
Last one before I let you go. I know you got a very busy day. Why women's football over men's football?
Well, for me, I don't see it like that. I see like football, just my career is just take me into the women's side of things. I really enjoy it. The last 11, 12 seasons, for me, they are professional athletes at the highest level. I've worked with men as well, especially with the Spurs and some clubs before. And I think the real equality will come when we don't talk anymore about women's soccer or men's soccer. We just talk about soccer. You know, I think that's the key. Obviously, it's different, but it's the same that it's different when it's, Spanish people or people from Belgium or younger, older. Like, it's the sport. And then it's giving the players the best platform, the staff the best platform for the fans to enjoy it. And it did, for me, it doesn't matter really the sex that you coach or the sex that plays. It's the game I love and it's my passion. So I really enjoy doing it whatever sex the players are. So not really a preference on one or the other.
Juan, thank you so much. Juan Carlos Amoros, best of luck in your continued 3 more matches in the NWSL. Get the Houston Dash into the playoffs. And we thank you as always for your time and your enlightenment.
Thank you very much, Glenn. My pleasure to be with you like always. And let's hope we really make those playoffs.
We'll do it again real soon. He's Juan Carlos Amoros. He's the head coach of the Houston Dash, brought to you by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLawAustin.com and DaspitLaw.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.